If you've ever had to contend with a pest problem in your home, imagine going up against an entire island. The island of Reono on the atoll of Tetiaroa has a long-standing rat problem, so much so that it attracted a team of eradication experts. And you'll be pleased to know they were successful. So how did they do it? Radio National's Carl Smith documented the story for science podcast The Chase, and Araceli Samaniego headed up the project. She's a researcher and project manager specialising in rodent eradication, and they both join me. Welcome to R&D Drive. Carl, I'll begin with you. Why did they need to get rid of the rats? What sort of damage were they doing to the island?
So you could see the difference between this island and one of the other islands in this same atoll of Tetiaroa. There were fewer nesting birds on the ground, and a lot of the smaller nesting seabirds on this island had been chased off as well. So the rats were having a big impact, especially on the seabirds, but the whole ecosystem had changed with the introduction of rats there.
Araceli, what risks did you face when executing the project?
Well, many risks of many kinds, from logistics and working on an island that is an inhabited island, so there is no infrastructure and we have to bring everything from outside and you can't forget anything. There is a research station nearby, so that was helpful, but it's a lot of planning involved. Usually for these projects, it takes about 1-2 years of planning and doing experiments in the field and collecting data pre-eradication to actually get to the point of doing the eradication. And in this case, it was even more complicated because it was an experimental eradication. So the main goal was research, with the ultimate goal of improving the way we do eradications on islands, so more and more endangered species have safe places to live and thrive.
So Carl, bringing you back in, what did you observe about the way the team was working on such a high-stakes project?
Well, I think one of the things to keep in mind here is that Araceli is one of the best rat eradication experts in the world. She's got a long career and lots of green ticks in terms of successful eradications. But as someone coming in, not having done these before or seen these before, it was quite remarkable because it all came down to those one big day where they were releasing hundreds of kilograms of poison bait and they had to get it absolutely right. And the stakes are quite high. There have been many failed attempts in the past. Just in 2011, Henderson Island had a population of some 80 to 100,000 rats. A $2 million eradication program on that island failed because just roughly 60 to 80 rats remained after a massive poison bait release there. So there was a lot of tension in the lead up to getting this poison bait release correct. And as Araceli was saying, they were doing a huge amount of research on the project while they were there to figure out why some island poison bait releases, eradications of rodents, haven't worked and what they could do better.
The island, Carl, I understand, has a connection to Hollywood actor Marlon Brando. How does that fit into the island's history?
Yeah, so in the 60s, when Marlon Brando was starring in a film called Mutiny on the Bounty, he visited the island's, this larger chain of Tetiaroa, fell in love with it. He ended up marrying his co-star of that film, and he bought the islands from the French government at the time. And his dream was to set up a resort on one of the islands in the atoll and to use some of the funds from that resort to fuel research and conservation and education. And he has been successful, though the resort didn't open till about a decade after he died. The Brando Resort is an exclusive resort for Hollywood A-listers. When Araceli and I were over on Reono, I believe Lady Gaga was on the island dancing with Princess Charlene of Monaco at this resort.
Did you get invited to their party?
No, we weren't allowed into much of the resort facility. We were staying at a small research eco station, which was funded by the luxury resort. And that eco station helps facilitate projects like the one that Araceli was leading on Reono in the area, not just in the atoll, but in the area around as well.
What a fascinating story. Just finally, Carl, why did you have to wear helmets on the island? It's not like rats can do anything to your head, right?
Look, I had to fill out a risk assessment, being a member of the public service, before I went on this trip, which was a co-production with the ABC and BBC. And as I filled out the risk assessment, I had to ask Araceli and others over there what the potential hazards may be. And Araceli told me that the main risk was falling coconuts and that they can kill you.
Yeah, now that would hurt. So I'm glad you did that. That was a good call there. Falling coconuts. Ouch. I love coconuts, but not that much. Hey, guys, thanks for coming on.
Thanks, Patricia.
Thanks.
Araceli Samaniego is a researcher and project manager specialising in rodent eradication, which I think is a very, very good role to play in the world. And Carl Smith is a reporter on RN and ABC Science. He documented the whole thing for ABC Science, the podcast The Chase. This is RN Drive.